Right around the time Ravenstahl announced he would not seek re-election, he all but disappeared from the public eye. And yet, in its day-to-day operations, Pittsburgh seems to be doing fine. Business hums along, the stoplights work, property taxes are paid, and police patrol the streets. So where does the mayor fit into the picture?
To steer like a rudder of a ship, the direction that city government needs to go in. When you don't have a rudder, you end up in the rocks. Bill Peduto, member of Pittsburgh City Council, District 8, Democratic nominee for mayor, city of Pittsburgh.
Peduto says he's seen Mayor Ravenstahl only twice since February 1st, and they work on the same floor and toward the same professional goal, helping the city succeed. Peduto says Pittsburgh has done okay with what he calls a mayor in absentia, but he can't help pondering what life would be like with a proactive mayor who visibly supports the community's endeavors.
If you're able to get to this point without that much involvement, imagine what you could do with somebody who was engaged in an administration around them that actually went out to try and get all these other things happening.
Last month, Ravenstahl made a rare appearance at an energy efficiency news conference in Mount Washington. He was swarmed by reporters wondering where he'd been and about a federal investigation that seemed to be focusing on his office. He said just because he's chosen to limit his public presence does not mean he's not doing his job.
Every day I've been in town, haven't taken any vacations or gone out of town, and continue to work and continue to do what I feel is necessary to move the city forward.
Ravenstahl did not respond to a request for comment on this story, but at the Mount Washington event, he said interacting with the media is not his priority.
You all think doing my job is talking to you. My job, from my perspective, is doing the job of the people every day, and that's the oath I took, and I continue to do that.
Audrey Russo, head of the trade group, the Pittsburgh Technology Council, recalls a time when she had a collaborative relationship with Ravenstahl's administration.
I reached out to the mayor, and we had a really good sort of understanding and partnership. One time I even had Luke to my house, and he met with about 35 CEOs of founders of tech companies. And they, you know, they nudged him. So he definitely was very accessible.
But she says for the past several months, there's been a lack of engagement, and she has some questions she'd like answered.
What's our performance right now? What's the deal with our pension plan, you know, the pension issue? Are we remedying that? You know, is the Port Authority okay? You know, I think as a really healthy city, everyone knows that.
Russo says she wants to hear the city government speak up on local and national issues, from transportation funding to immigration reform. But she says the lack of a mayoral presence has left City Hall silent. Councilman Peduto says that silence belies the fact that the mayor has a long list of duties and responsibilities.
Luke may not be showing up on the other side of the hall. It doesn't mean that things aren't happening.
City Council can draft, debate, and pass bills without the mayor weighing in. And if there's no veto from the mayor, legislation becomes law. Except Peduto says it's up to the mayor to implement the laws and make sure they're being followed. He's not sure that's happening.
We pass legislation without the mayor doing anything routinely. Some would say that that is actually the course of Pittsburgh politics. The legislative branch creates the laws, the administration ignores the laws, and the laws just sit there on the books.
This isn't the first administration to abstain from acting on council legislation, but the mayor is required to introduce a city budget, though it's not due until the fall.
So November. So we got, what, July, August, September, October?
Ravenstahl is scheduled to make an appearance to present a spending plan November 11th. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.